This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the morning run with Xiao Ning and Philip. It has just gone past 9:18 in the morning. And we've, of course, got some corporate news lined up for you. But before we get into it, let's take a quick look at the KLCI, which still is in the green. It is up 0.23% to 1605. Let's see how the day ends, whether we can stay above the 1600 psychological level. But in the meantime, let's look at dividends, because if markets remain volatile, hey, maybe there's refuge in yield. So all over the world last year, unfortunately, dividend payouts fell by more than $113 billion as a result of the COVID-19 crisis. Now, this year, though, IHS Markets is projecting that dividend payouts will increase by 6.5%. Now, this trend doesn't seem surprising, since dividends are generally seen as a signal of a company's fundamental strength. And as we know, 2021 is projected to see more favorable economic conditions. But what is it driven by, and what might this tell us about global recovery? So for some insight on this, we have Amira Abdulkadir, Head of US Dividend Forecasting at IHS Market. Thanks for joining us today, Amira. Now, a recent report by your company estimates that total dividend payouts are, like we said, expected to increase by 6.5% this year. So I want to know, what are the key factors driving this forecast?
So we provide forecasts based on fundamental data, bottom-up analysis of what's going on in the individual companies. So what we've done in our global report is essentially come up with an analysis of around 12,500 companies in our coverage to determine exactly where a company's fundamentals are heading in conjunction with the macroeconomic data to forecast a dividend for 2021. So what were our findings? We found that in EMEA, we expect dividends to recover in 2021, mainly based on a release of the regulatory pressure that a lot of the companies were facing in 2020, that being lifted, most importantly, for EMEA banks that were required by their regulators to pare down the dividend payments in order to avoid introducing additional unnecessary risk in the system for 2020. But we expect that pressure to be lifted in 2021 and for payments from those banks and other financials to pick up after that type of release, coming from a recovery in the economy, as well as the widespread availability of the vaccine this year.
So I want to build on the point you say about vaccines. So despite the fact that vaccines are being rolled out, we're also seeing countries around the world being put on lockdown or reinstating lockdowns, highlighting how a resurgence of COVID-19 infections remain a key risk. What other risks do you see as a potential to derail your projections?
So a lot of the risks that could impact dividends would be both macro as well as sector and company specific. On a macro level, I think a recovery resulting specifically from the availability of the vaccine, I think, would be widely expected and probably very helpful for dividends in general. But in terms of specific pockets of risk, we would say sectors that already had structural weaknesses before the pandemic continue to face difficulties in that area. So for instance, oil and gas, right? Even though the oil price is climbing up in the last couple of weeks and topping $50, we think a sector like that is actually remains vulnerable because of the other structural issues, mainly climate changes and climate change regulations in the key markets that the biggest oil payers operate in. And the second one would be picking up demand to the level that supply would need in order for oil price to remain above $50 without receiving additional support from OPEC players like Russia and Saudi Arabia. In other sectors, I would say, such as automobiles, for example, regardless of the type of recovery that we have globally, that sector on a global scale, whether those are German automakers, Japanese ones, or American ones, they still have to wrestle with structural changes, like the switch to electric cars, for example. They need to reckon with what Tesla is doing and other wannabe Teslas, if you want to call them that, and plan for that type of switch. So that's going to be capital intensive, as well as requiring directing capital away from shareholders into investments that help them grow in the long term.
And I want to ask this, maybe it's a bit more theoretical, but you know, sometimes companies just don't pay dividends in order to reinvest profits into their business, right? So do you see this actually increase in dividend payouts as a sign that perhaps companies are uncertain about future growth and expansion of their respective sectors? A bit like what you said with regards to auto and oil and gas. Do you see more of that happening across the board on a broader scale?
I think, again, it will be market specific as well as the company characteristics. So for instance, you'd find that in situation where a company is known for its dividend payments, right? So much such that it becomes a source of, it becomes a type of utility pair that it cannot afford cutting the dividend or suspending the dividend altogether because a lot of its shareholders rely on that dividend as a stable source of income. So companies like those will tend to prioritize dividends regardless of the other business challenges or transitions they need to make. In other situations, you'll find companies that will say, we will pay you dividends if our businesses are thriving. And those are mostly found, for example, in EMEA, where profitability equals to increase in profitability equals to increase in dividend growth, but not to the same magnitude, of course, depending on what other priorities the company has. What we found to be interesting along those lines as well is the type of ownership the company has, the structure of the ownership, whether a company has a state owner as a major shareholder, or it has institutional owners, or it has a key like family ownership, for instance, that actually impact the payouts.
Well, you really nicely put, there's so many factors in deciding whether or not the sector is likely to drive dividend pay, the lack of need to reinvent your stakeholder structure. So where do you see are the specific industries or sectors where you expect a dividend payout to just drive forward?
Oh, we think insurers, for example, in EMEA, we expect them to grow by 20% this year, because mainly because of public pressure, regulatory requirements. They were required to suspend dividends last year. So we find that lifting of the regulatory pressure will actually help lift up bank dividends, insurers, in EMEA. We also think in APAC, China and Chinese companies have really done taken an interesting trajectory in their payouts, in that China for the second year running has overtaken Japan as the leading dividend payer in APAC, for instance. So we expect that to grow and to be underpinned by the industrials, goods and services sector.
All right, thank you for your time. That was Amira Abdulkadir of IHS Markets giving us what she views as an improving dividends outlook for global markets. I think one key sector where we can see a lot of improvement on that is, of course, in the banking space, because there's much less regulatory pressure. But that's all the corporate news we have for you this morning. Up next, we have the BBC World Service on Global Inequalities in the COVID-19 Vaccine Rollout. That's happening after the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.